that summer in Provence. It's another gorgeous day in the south of France as I wait for my 18-year-old niece to arrive at the Nice airport. As many young people do today, Jane deferred her admission to college to do a gap year, work as an au pair in Barcelona, and travel during her time off. She got into Cal, so a year off is well deserved. We all thought it would be fun for her to stop in Provence for a week before taking the train down to Barcelona to start her job. Last time I saw Jane, she was a freshman in high school, and already a whippersnapper. Her mom and I are twins, so we are super close, even if we haven't seen each other in person for a few years. We chat and email all the time, and they've stayed at my house in Antibes several times over the years. But somehow, my travel schedule has always conspired to conflict with theirs. Uncle Tommy, a young female voice cries out, as a blur of blonde and freckles rush towards me, and practically jumps on me in a vigorous hug. I'm so happy to be here, finally, at the same time as you are. I return her teenage hug. Ah, the exuberance of youth. Finally, we separate, and I give her a loving appraisal. Having no kids on my own, I dote on my niece and nephews, even if we don't see each other that often. We do family FaceTime once a month, so Jane's face, voice, and expressions are very familiar to me. Seeing her in person is another thing altogether. What a pretty young lady she's grown into. We are all tall in our family, but Jane is more petite. Otherwise, she's grown to become nearly a carbon copy of my sister. The same fine features, coltish bearing, slim build. She's a natural redhead like my sis. But since the last time we chatted online, Jane has cut her hair pixie short and dyed it platinum blonde. She reminds me of a young Jean Seberg. Fitting that she's in France. We go to the carousel to wait for her bag. I'm idly wondering how many bags a young girl would bring for a 9-month stay in Europe, while Jane is already on the phone with her mom. The carousel hasn't even started running yet, so this may be a while. I don't know what Jane's luggage looks like, so Jane stands slightly in front of me in the crowded ring of people around the carousel to scope the bags coming out onto the conveyor belt. I'm a small distance behind her, ready to take bags from her as they come off. And swear to God, I was not checking out my niece. But I couldn't help noticing her bubble butt. She looks very slim from the front, so I hadn't noticed it before. Exactly like her mother. Slim hips with the cutest ass. I still remember my classmates being crazy for it. Which brings tumbling back a memory I had pushed to the deep recesses of my mind. One time, when my sister and I were senior in high school, we were home alone one afternoon and snooping around my parents' bedroom. The bottom drawer of the bedside table was locked, which was weird to us because no cabinet were ever locked in our household growing up. Our parents were always super open, being ex-hippies. So of course, being mischievous teenagers, we picked it open with a hairpin. Needless to say, it was not a sturdy lock. Lo and behold, we found our parents' cache of porn. It was the 80s when this occurred, so the porn would have been from the 70s. Back when women sported full bushes, and the camera focus was soft. I don't think Gwen had had sex yet, and I had only gotten to second base with the girl I was dating. Anyway, the discovery cracked us up, and we started leafing through the magazines. Looking back, it was all rather innocent. The porn, as well as what we were doing. Porn today is so hardcore, as am I. But more on that later. Anyway, Gwen came across a pictorial of a long-haired guy with his face buried in a girl's ass cheek. She was on her knees, so he might have been eating her out or rimming her. Hard to say. Gross, my sister exclaimed. I actually thought it was pretty hot and made me want to try that with my girlfriend one time, but I didn't say anything and I just laughed. I mean, would you ever lick out a girl like that? And is he licking her cooch or her butt? Oh my god. As indignant as she sounded, Gwen seemed fascinated. I can't tell. Maybe both? I answered nonchalantly. I remember I was actually getting a slight hard-on, which might seem weird if you're hanging out with your sister, but remember, we're twins, and we've always been close and super comfortable with each other. We understand things about each other without even saying them out loud. I wonder what that feels like, though, she said, still looking at the photo, her eyes slightly glazed. She gave me an odd look with one eyebrow raised. I dare you to do that to me. Do what? Lick your butt? Are you serious? Jesus, Gwen. Now it was my turn to feign indignance. But actually, I was curious too. Thinking back, I don't think I was actually curious to lick my twin sister's asshole. I was more curious to see a cooch up close. And sure, maybe a girl's butthole too. But I said, that's weird, dude. She looked at me with challenge in her eyes. And you know how it goes when another kid dares you to do something, especially a sibling. You can't back down. Well, pull your jeans down then, I challenged back. I remember I kind of wanted her to lose her courage and laugh it off. But at the same time, I kind of wanted her to do it too. Remember, I said Gwen was always up for a laugh or a prank. Sure as shit, she kneed up on our parents' bed, unbuttoned her Calvins, and pulled them down, along with her panties, to just above her knees. I was treated to a frontal view of her luxuriant redhead bush, in stark contrast with the fair complexion of her belly and thighs. She had a defiant look in her eyes and a small smirk on her lips. Okay, little brother. Ready? I'm younger by 10 minutes, so she often calls me little brother. I was speechless, so I just shrugged. She spun around and put her hands on the bed, so that she was on all fours, as she impishly and somewhat lewdly looks back at me, with her fantastic bubble butt open to my gaze. Fuck. Her ass was hot. High school girls were not shaving between their legs back then. At least not the ones in our circle. Her perfect pink pucker had a halo of light reddish-brown hair, which grew thicker towards the front out of my view. I can't believe I kind of forgot about that. Well, it was more than 30 years ago. Just my butt, little brother. Not my cooch, okay? Don't get any ideas. Don't get any ideas? She was the one asking me to lick her behind. I'm sure my hands must have been sweaty as I gingerly laid them on the backs of her legs and brought my face up to the cleft of her ass. Her aroma was amazing and made my half-hard cock twitch in my jeans. We had gym that day, so she was shower fresh, but her ass had a wonderful musk, hard to define. A tantalizing mix of spicy, sweet, and salty, if those qualities could have a smell. Little did I know that I would be an addict for that aroma for the rest of my life. Come on, they'll be back soon. Just a lick or two. I just want to see what it feels like. I brought my face even closer in, so that my nose almost touched her tailbone. I stuck my tongue out and gave her pucker an exploratory lick. I watched in fascination as her anus winked and twitched slightly in response. Gwen let out a barely audible whimper, but didn't say anything more and just stayed in place. I took that to mean that she wanted me to continue. And yes, I did want to continue. Instinctively, I wet my tongue and gave her a few more licks. I could smell her pussy. I knew that smell from having fingered my girlfriend a few times. I kinda wanted to wander my tongue downward to lick her pussy, but she had said not to. Gwen was definitely moaning after a few ass licks, as I placed my hands more assertively on her hips to rim her better. Without touching my lips to her ass, I bathed my tongue along the crinkly skin around her pink anus, and teased the very tip of my tongue into the tiny aperture itself, inhaling deeply as I went along. It all felt really daring and taboo, but kind of funny too. I mean, I was licking my sister's ass on a dare. Remember, this was the first time in my entire life doing so. I didn't think to do anything else. Nowadays, anal horn dog that I am, I would be wet sucking on that puckered star and spearing my whole tongue in there, among other things. I don't mean my sister's ass, of course, just generally speaking. All of a sudden, we heard our parents' car pulling up and the garage door opening. We snapped out of our interlude, with Gwen yanking up her jeans, and me shuffling the magazines back in the drawer, trying to recreate the order or disorder they had been in, and locking out the drawer again. We straightened the coverlet and dashed into our rooms, laughing our heads off. We never did discuss it afterwards. Like I said, we shared so many private jokes, particularly to twins. It was just one more thing. I do think that was when my anal fixation started, though. Because all through college and afterwards, I always wanted to rim out the girls I was with. And when available, go beyond that. Catch, Uncle Tommy. Jane pushes a big roll away towards me, shaking me out of my nostalgia. As I bend forward, my face comes a little closer to her bubble butt, which makes me smile and shake my head. Ah, memories.
Oh my God. I have such a huge crush on my uncle. He's my mom's twin brother, but he moved to Europe when I was a baby. So while we FaceTime every month as a whole family, I've never spent more than a few days with him, over holidays and such. Even when my family and I have gone to the south of France on vacation and stay at his house, somehow he's never there. We're just rushing off on another trip. The last time I saw him in the flesh was when I was in the ninth grade, and he was in the States for a project. He was always such a supporting uncle to me and my brothers. My parents do pretty well, but I know Uncle Tommy takes an extra whenever we want to go to a fancy school trip, or when each of us needed our first car. Or that time my dad was sick and my mom needed extra support. I love him so much. But in the past year, since I've become sexually active, gradually I've been seeing my uncle with new eyes. He is hot. Both he and my mom look young for their 52 years. Mom will look 39 for the rest of her life. But she's really good about putting sunscreen on her fair skin. And even though they're twins, Uncle Tommy is darker with a natural olive undertone. And after nearly 2 decades in the south of France, he definitely has more sun wrinkles. But he's in amazing shape, a total fox with his close-cropped dark hair with a widow's peak, his blue eyes, his dimples, and his white teeth. Literally tall, dark, and handsome. I'd bet he has a girlfriend, some sophisticated French lady probably, or several girlfriends. He likely has to beat him off with a stick. Over the years, my mom would share with us the crazy antics she and Uncle Tommy got up to when they were kids. If we had done any of those things, we would be so grounded. Next to my best friend, my mom is my second best friend, and I tell her almost everything. Well, maybe not everything. Like how I have a huge crush on Uncle Tommy. Honestly, when I play with myself nowadays, more often than not, I fantasize about an older man licking me out, eventually fucking my tight pink pussy. Somehow that older man always looks a lot like Uncle Tommy, though. Maybe I'll meet a nice older man to satisfy my cravings in Barcelona. Meanwhile, something my mom shared with me in a wine-infused moment has been worming its way into my head. The week of my 18th birthday, Mommy and I had a girls' night in, and she let me enjoy some wine with her. She's not one to flout the law, but she also pointed out that in her day, they drank at 18. Also, she justified, if you can vote, you should be able to enjoy a drink. And thirdly, teenagers in France have wine all the time. Anyway, I only had a couple of glasses, but she had more than that. And whenever she does, that's when she starts reminiscing about her childhood and youth. I love listening to her stories. It's wonderful to hear about your parents doing similar crazy shit as what we kids do today. Well, that night, she must have gotten pretty soused because she started telling me about the craziest and probably funniest thing that she and Uncle Tommy ever did. That time, they were snooping in my grandparents' room, found some old porn, which led my mom to dare my uncle to lick her butt like the guy in one of the photos was doing. Mom, that's totally freaky. I can never unhear this now. I laughed with a faint grimace. No, it was totally inappropriate but funny as shit. We laughed our heads off. But honey, let me tell you, when you find a nice boy who will treat you right, make sure you ask him to do that for you. Let's just say I never forgot the sensation and have revisited over the years. Obviously not with Uncle Tommy, Mom said as she took another sip of her wine. I just shook my head. Mom, seriously. But I don't tell her I love to touch myself there when I play with myself. I know anal is big now, and I've had sex with boys only a few times, and it never occurred to me to ask them to lick me there. I do love to get my pussy licked. And I can only imagine how good it must feel to have my tight asshole licked too. Sounds totally perverted, but amazing. So that was several months ago, and right after that, more and more, when I masturbate, I would dip a fingertip and probe myself there. The first time, swear to God, I smelled my finger to make sure it wasn't gross. Well, it wasn't, and actually, my own scent kind of turned me on. After a few weeks of doing this, eventually, I had practically a whole finger up there, using my pussy cream as lube. What a weird feeling, probing your own ass. Feels awesome, though. I don't have a steady boyfriend right now. I'm getting ready to go to Europe for 9 months, so it seems silly to get serious and then have to carry on a long-distance relationship or pretend to. But I do see two boys on a regular basis and have gone all the way with both, practicing safe sex, of course. And since Mom's confession, I've been trying to guide them towards my backside when they lick my pussy, but neither one has caught the hint yet. I mean, if I pull my knees in my chest, you can't figure it out. And I can't be that freaky girl who asks boys to lick her ass. Maybe I'll do that in Catalonia where I don't know anyone. I'll bet mature European men would be all over a young, tasty American ass. So, to satisfy my new cravings, I ordered some toys online. I am 18 after all. I started out simple. A small vibrator, a medium dildo, some lube, and an entry-level anal toy. The magical thing about this toy, though, is that it has its own tiny vibrator insertable in the base. I was so excited when I opened that brown box. I said they were booked for the trip. I locked myself in my girly room and started trying them out right away. Before hopping onto my bed, I took off my clothes. Shorts, tank top, bralette, white cotton bikini. Note to self, acquire sexier underwear for Europe. I paused to assess my body in the mirror of my dressing table. I have small breasts like my mom. She's always saying I'll be grateful for this later in life. No sagging. I do wish they were a cut bigger, but they are very cute, adorned with my dark pink nipples. I stroke these lightly with my index fingers, and they perk up right away. My waist is slim, my tummy flat. I just started shaving my pussy just for the fuck of it and found out I really like it. The boyfriends didn't mind either. I keep only a small strip of my trademark red hair, which is a cute contrast with my fair skin. And in preparation for the new toys, I shaved my backside this morning too. Maybe those boys will catch the hint, finally. Then I turned to check out my profile. I also inherited my mom's slim hips and bubble butt. Not fat by any means, just a nice handful. The boys certainly can't keep their hands off them. But see, if some of this flesh can be transferred to my boobs, that would be ideal. Seriously though, I know I'm a cute package. It's not faux modesty. Speaking of my backside, I never did check out my handiwork since I was in a hurry this morning. So now, with more time on my side, I put one foot on the chair in front of the dressing table, pivot a quarter turn, and bend over a bit to check out my hairless nether hole. I gotta say, it looks pretty fucking hot. If I were a guy, I would definitely want to lick that. I stroke my pucker with a fingertip and feel it quiver. Yummy. I reach out for the lube, break the seal, and squeeze out a small quantity to spread on my wrinkled crater. It feels a little cool, but also amazing. I then grab the ass toy and put some gel on that too. My heart is beating fast and I feel like the most wicked girl as I put the round knob of the toy to my asshole and start to push it in. I was expecting it to take a few tries, but with the lube, and probably from all the self-play I've been doing, it slips right in, making me gasp. Fuck, that feels good. The toy has three sections, each a little wider than the last. Like I said, it's not huge. Even at its widest, it's only a little more than an inch wide. So now, the first section is in my ass, and my asshole snapping tightly around the juncture between the first section and the second section. I pull it halfway out and watch transfixed as my asshole expands to accommodate the bead. I lightly fuck my ass with this first knob for a little while. It feels amazing. I'm ready to move up, so I go ahead and press the second knob of the toy inside me. And while the first bit was more like a tease or an appetizer, I definitely feel fuller with the second knob in my ass. My pussy is creaming hard now as I slip in a fingertip, then two with my other hand. That feels good. Then I remember there's a vibe in the base of the toy, so I press the button at the end to turn it on. It's not super strong, but it feels amazing. Oh my god, I probably can come within 60 seconds. I reach out for the regular vibrator in the package and switch it on, but nothing happens. And then I realize I still need to put in batteries. Frustrating! I switch off the vibe on the toy, but leave it inside my ass, my tight asshole keeping it in place as I fumble for the batteries, which were included in the package, but not pre-inserted. I'm almost shaking, I'm so eager to come. But I have to figure out this battery casing first. It's comical, me fiddling around with a toy and batteries with a silicone appendage sticking out of my ass. Finally, after things set up and gazing at myself in the mirror again, I place a vibrator on my teen clit and switch on the ass vibe at the same time. Oh, fuck, that's too good. And like I predicted, it took about a minute for me to come as I worked the anal dildo in and out of my tight ring. When I was done with this first round, my inner thighs were slick with my juices and my anal area shiny from the lube. I feel totally wicked and totally womanly. Needless to say, I was holed up in my room for a couple of hours that afternoon, eventually trying out the dildo in my pussy and taking the whole ass toy up my tightest passage. Not at the same time, though. That will be another time soon. But what was I saying? Oh, ever since my mom told me that story about Uncle Tommy essentially rimming her when they were in high school, that tidbit has warmed its way into my playbook of fantasies whenever I get myself off. The fantasy of the older, tall, dark, and handsome man rimming me till I come hard. The storyline gets more and more elaborate to the point that these days, the man is full-on fucking my ass with his tongue and maybe finger-fucking my pussy while jacking off his cock. I don't dare think about actually receiving a cock there, but I know in my heart I will one day, even if it's years from now. For now, my goal this year will be to have a handsome older man lick out my tiny asshole as I play with my clit and make myself come. That shouldn't be too hard to achieve, right?